Some of the country's most traditional industries, from real estate to mattress companies, have been hit by disruptors, and the results have been mixed, with successes and failures. No surprise when innovation is involved. But even after the Great Recession and the too-big-to-fail designation on certain banks, those legacy big banks continue to dominate. That's where the concept of fintech has come from, moving the financial services industry in a new direction, one that could combine the best technology with customer wants and needs. Arizona's hoping to be at the heart of those changes, as some state officials want it to be a fintech sandbox. One of the leaders in that realm, partly because of concepts like pay what is fair when it comes to fees, is Valley resident Andre Cherney of Aspiration, and he's with me to talk about fintech and what his firm is doing. Andre, as someone who's been involved in this space for several years, how would you define what fintech is and what the aims are in this realm?
What fintech is ultimately about is about looking at the financial industry and seeing how can things be done differently. When you think about the financial industry in America, you're looking at the largest industry in the country. In some ways, the industry that has changed the least over the past 20 years. For most people, the last big technological innovation was the ATM machine, and that's been a few years since that. But also, in many ways, the industry most crying out for real change, where you have customers just unhappy with what they're getting from their financial institutions, massive amounts of distrust. Only 8% of Americans say they trust their financial institution.
Generally, when you're talking about the model that you put together, what did you use as a guideline for it? Did you say to yourself, there are certain things about traditional banking that I like, and I'm sort of glad they haven't changed that much, but other ones that just stood out to you as it only really benefits the people who are behind the scenes as opposed to customers?
One of our basic rules was to look at how Wall Street worked and how big banks worked and say, how can we do the exact opposite in every possible way, from working for everyday folks and not just the very wealthy to products that put more money into people's pockets as opposed to taking more money out in terms of fees and so on, in terms of having a strong social conscience that help people both make a positive difference, but also are more in line with people's values. A lot of people don't know that when their money gets deposited in a big bank, that money is then being used to fund oil pipelines and oil drilling and things that they may or may not like their money going to. And so we wanted to build a different kind of relationship, again, one that had a basis of trust and mutual interest and mutual values.
Are the big banks looking to businesses like Aspiration to decide whether they want to change or not? I almost feel like I'm on Shark Tank right now. Like, have the big boys watched you and said, you know what, we can do it better? Or are they saying, you know what, we can't even try that because it's just not in our DNA?
I think what you're seeing right now is the big banks and big financial institutions trying to play catch-up in a lot of different ways. And you can see it in what they're doing. They're launching new apps that you can download on your phone and upgrading their technology, trying to do things better for their customers in that respect. But the problem they face is that the big banks make their money when things go south for you. They make their money for most consumers when you have an overdraft fee, when you have a late fee, when you have an out-of-network ATM fee, when you don't have enough money in your deposits to mean that you're avoiding your monthly minimum fee. That's how they make money, and that's a really broken relationship because it means their incentive is to have their customers do as poorly as possible. And that's something they can't really fix. And that's why you're seeing these new companies come to life, these fintechs that are using technology to go directly to the customer and bring new products, new services, new business models to people that are really looking for something different.
But it sounds pie in the sky in a lot of ways. It sounds like, how is this sustainable?
You know, one of the main questions we often get at Aspiration from people who are thinking about becoming customers is, this sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? Mm-hmm. Which to me is actually really sad, because it shows how low people's expectations are. And they oftentimes just can't wrap their head around the idea that they're going to have an account that treats them fairly, that doesn't take advantage of them, that is better for them and the world around them. And the sad truth is, there's no reason that these big banks out there need to be charging overdraft fees and ATM fees. This is the most profitable industry in America. They make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They could never charge another overdraft fee. They could never charge another ATM fee. They could pay a respectful interest rate and still be an incredibly profitable institution. But they haven't had the competitive pressure to do so. That, in many ways, is what fintech is all about.
When things are done online and people who do stock trading, and there have been some major companies built out of that, is there any reason to think that technology could work against them? Are there other protections just in case, I guess?
One of the really important things whenever you see a massive amount of innovation is some of it's going to work and some of it won't. And there's obviously going to be people out there that are trying to skirt the rules, trying to see what they can get away with. And that, of course, harms consumers, and it casts a bad shadow on this fintech industry overall. So people have to really be careful. They have to say, I am going to be willing to do things online, but I'm not going to sacrifice the FDIC insurance that I need, whether my bank is the one on the corner or the one inside my my smartphone.
Well, to that end, I want to read a tweet that you sent out related to Robinhood, which is another group in this realm. And I think this definitely is indicative of what we've talked about, which is how you phrased this, was you take no pleasure from the Robinhood scandal. It hurts all of us in fintech. We at Aspiration have always believed that fintech needs to be about more than cool apps and low fees. But when we're talking about younger generations, does there have to be that carrot and stick sort of combination there?
What's true is when people are thinking about their money, they have a pretty high bar for what they do with it. They may play around on the side or so on, but you have a real responsibility when you're handling somebody's life savings, when you're handling their debit card with which they buy groceries for their families. It's not the same as an app to put likes on nice pictures, or even one where you're hailing a car to take you from one place to another. You're not just driving somebody from point A to point B. You really have all of their hopes and dreams in that account, and everything that they want for themselves and their families. And so there has to be a real high bar for what you do and how you do it.
That is Andre Cherney. He is CEO and co-founder of Aspiration. We've been talking about fintech. Andre, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.